This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israelis are ramping up pressure on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after Israel's military recovered the bodies of six hostages from a tunnel in Gaza over the weekend, and U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday Netanyahu isn't doing enough. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Netanyahu appeared to push back when asked about Biden's comments.
The pressure internationally must be directed at these killers, at Hamas, not at Israel.
A senior Hamas official said Biden's criticism was, quote, American recognition that Netanyahu was responsible for undermining efforts to reach a deal.
We're asked to make concessions? What message does this send Hamas? It says, kill more hostages, murder more hostages, you'll get more concessions.
Months of stop-start negotiations mediated by the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt have so far failed to reach an accord on a proposal laid out by Biden in May.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Protesters in Tel Aviv stayed late into the night on Monday, demanding an immediate hostage deal in a huge demonstration that grew louder on Sunday after the six Israeli hostages were found dead in a Gaza tunnel. It comes as the largest trade union launched a 24-hour general strike to press the government to reach a deal. And protesters who earlier attempted to disrupt Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's news conference set fire to wooden pallets holding banners and playing drums. Ukraine's foreign ministry said on Monday Mongolia's failure to arrest visiting Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin, wanted on an international warrant, dealt a severe blow to the international criminal law system. Putin arrived in Mongolia on Monday for talks likely to focus on a new gas pipeline connecting Russia and China.